the rest of the story. Helen was never really overweight, but it was a lifelong struggle. Helen Porter Mitchell was the foremost coloratura soprano of her day. She had it all, beauty, intelligence, stage presence, most of all that golden, glorious voice. She was born May 19, 1861 in Richmond, Australia. Her singing debut was at Richmond's Public Hall. Helen was six. At 25, she traveled to Europe, there to study with renowned Matilda Marchesi. Her operatic debut took place in Brussels the following year in Verdi's Rigoletto. Within 6 years, her name was magic throughout Europe and the United States. Today, Helen Mitchell's considerable artistic accomplishments and acclaim are all but forgotten. But remembered instead are the gourmet desserts which she inspired. That's right. So beloved was she that the illustrious French chef Escoffier created for her numerous and splendid desserts, now relished in fine restaurants throughout the world. And the paradoxical postscript to this honor, opera star Helen Mitchell was slender in comparison to the stereotype diva, and her greatest battle in life was sticking to her diet. In order to be heard through the massive orchestration of some opera composers, an opera singer must concentrate on the development and the physical maintenance of the diaphragm. Now, one theory suggests that the sheer size of this muscle below the lungs contributes in some way to an overweight tendency in opera singers. Even slender divas like Maria Callas battled the bulge all their lives, and it was no less true of pretty prima donna Helen Mitchell. Convinced that her appearance on stage was as important as the sound of her voice, Helen struggled to keep her curvaceous figure throughout her career. So, imagine her frustration at having so many delicious desserts created and named especially for her. Singularly responsible for these tempting delicacies was the French culinary king Auguste Escoffier. It all began early one spring when the master chef was working at the Savoy Hotel in London. Helen was appearing in town, staying at the Savoy. The singer had ordered lunch in her room, and toward the end of Helen's solitary repast, a little silver dish arrived. And it was uncovered before her, and with it was brought a handwritten message from Escoffier saying that this dessert was prepared in honor of Helen. Well, the singer then asked the room service waiter to convey her appreciation to Escoffier, and that was that. But soon the delightful dessert became the rage of London, then another appeared on restaurant menus, and still another. And of all of the subsequent culinary creations which bore Helen's name, only one could she eat in good conscience, considering her figure. Not a dessert, but a diet bread also named for her. Now, don't get ahead of me here. Among the off-limits sweets that Escoffier invented for Helen, there was one made with strawberries, one with pears, one with peaches, and yet the one food identified with Helen, which she could enjoy while maintaining her diet, was the thinly sliced baked hard toast that is still consumed by dieters and gourmets alike. By now, you've surely guessed that Helen Porter Mitchell, though her real name was not the stage name by which she was universally recognized, Nellie Melba, the dishes she inspired, Peach Melba, and Pear Melba, and Strawberry Melba, and the one which her diet allowed, Melba Toast. And now you know the rest of the story.